Oh, this is our intro. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
Talking about men's issues. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
We couldn't afford to get a professional intro.
Hey. I didn't know if it was going to start like that, if I was going to go, hey.
All right.
This is our first ever podcast. We don't know if it will be the first, the last. Well, we do know it will be the first, obviously, because it is
good,
the first.
Good.
So
that won't be the last.
No. Oh, I hope not. So Steve and Dave, two fellas.
Steve and Dave,
two fellas, chatting about, I guess, things that
should be spoken about.
Yeah, by
more. Should be spoken about more.
By fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence the two fellas.
Yeah.
Two fellas. Just
two normal fellas.
Normal.
Being probably not that normal, to be fair. And I think the idea is every week, maybe not week, but every episode, maybe we'll cover something different.
That's the plan. Cover something different, something that sometimes might be amusing, sometimes it's...
A bit deep.
And nothing wrong with deep.
No, and the idea, obviously, is that we... I don't know, if someone listening to this, I mean, there might not be anyone listening to it, but if someone is listening to it, it might offer them a little bit of help, context... I don't know what if something good can come from it, then that's good.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Just one person.
Just one. Yeah. So I think we said about starting with love.
Whose idea was that?
That was mine.
I think it was a while ago, wasn't it?
Because I've had this like epiphany, haven't I? About who might sound like Danny Dyer. I don't normally sound like that, do I?
I've had an epiphany.
With two Fs. Yeah, anyway. Love, yeah. I mean, love's... We say it all the time, don't we? We love this. We love our food.
Why did you have an epiphany, then? What was the...
Well, so I've been going to therapy and, you know, one of the things that
Does that mean you're going crazy?
No. You know, I think... I've had some struggles in my life, and I think you know, sometimes you need a bit of help making understanding them. I don't think I love it. I see a guy called Dave, not you, obviously.
Dave. I'm Dave.
Dave two, we is really lush. Actually, walking.
Really lush.
He is. We walk in the woods, so we meet in the woods. It sounds.
What's he wearing though? He's lush. What are you talking about?
He's a bit like. Oh my God, he is like, what is that fella called that does the...
Danny Dyer.
No, not Danny Dyer. What is that fella called? Oh my God.
Philip Schofield.
No! Oh! He drinks his own piss. Bear Grylls. That's it.
Bear Grylls.
So he's like a devil.
You're trying to describe someone that's famous and he's known for drinking his own piss.
Yeah.
Of all the things that poor bloke's done in his life, you've remembered him for drinking his own piss.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And he's like, you know...
He's made a lot of money out of drinking his own piss, so if you look at it like that.
When you're out on the hills and you come across...
That's very good.
And you come across a bear. You know, he's got that kind of really...
Ride him.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. That's probably for another episode, but... Yeah, so I see Dave and we chat things through. And a couple of weeks ago, might have been a month, not that it matters, we were talking about love. And my interpretation of love was that it's to be desired, to be wanted, to be needed.
Well, like, you know? Rubbed in baby oil desired. Like,
well, I think, yeah. There is that, yeah, absolutely. That's, everyone loves
I'm
a bit of baby
that
oil.
Now, that's really unpleasant.
Yeah,
that's really taken a turn for the worse.
I've got quite a deep belly button, so I think, you know, that
would that be a one or two finger like massage?
I think you'd definitely have to use the middle finger.
The middle finger.
Yeah.
Well, I've got quite skinny fingers. You've got big fat sausage fingers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think mine would do the trick.
belly button blasting.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Wow, that's weird.
So, yeah, love. Like, that was my definition, and I said to him, what's your definition? And he said, when I said mine, he was like, oh, that's interesting. And he told me his. And it was like, you know, he was talking about how one of the things that he defines love is his partner buys him like stuff that he likes, you know, like she's got this understanding of him that's quite deep, and understands his interests, and he's a bit quirky, you know, like he'll be walking through the woods and stop and pick up a bit of fungi and like he'll know all about it, or he'll see a bit of poo on the floor and he'll get a stick and smell it. I bet
you wouldn't happy about that, the fungi.
Yes.
Dad jokes ahoy in this one, I tell you.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, like a pirate. Yeah, one Cornish.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
That's more like, Chris Tarrant.
Oh my God, yeah. You actually look a bit like Chris Tarrant.
Do I?
Yes.
Well, old and haggard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a bad comeback now for you. A good comeback. Well, no, we'll get
Chris Tarrant. So yeah, so that was that. What Dave? What's for you? What's your love?
First of all, everyone should go to therapy. I think counselling once a month. I think that'd be a really good thing. I've always said
they
that.
Do it in the States. Counseling.
Do they
in the States?
Well, it seems to be working over there for them.
Yeah, well headstrong. Yeah, I think it's quite a taboo in this country.
It used to be. It's not. It doesn't seem to be as much anymore, but it still is. So we've spoken about, we've got some deep conversations about stuff, hence why at this point.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, you asked me, didn't you? So I'd never thought about it really until you said.
Yeah, so which is crazy in its own right. Yeah.
Isn't it mad that we use that word?
Oh.
Love you.
Well, it's just assumption, isn't it, that it's... Yeah. It means the same
what
thing.
What does that actually mean? Like for your partner, towards your partner or your parents or your children? Or like me dog?
I think it's more about like, I think like what people, you know, when you say, you know, what to be loved, how do you know when you are being loved? And when, you know, what is your criteria for being loved? And I think, you know, as I said, like my
criteria.
Well, yeah, wow. You know, how do you know when you're when
you've got a little like a little flip chart or something? Yeah.
How do you know when you are loved? That's the thing, isn't it? Like, how do you?
Okay, so I feel like I'm loved when if someone's kind to me, I feel if someone's kind to me, I feel that's love in whatever level you might think that is.
Excuse me. You see, and that's. Where it started to get really interesting for me, because when you, and I think I said this to you actually previously, when you say when someone's kind to me, I find that, I feel like that's not enough. Now that's not me poo-pooing your definition of love.
You're greedy.
I'm like,
you're like getting your small little arms, like trying to get it round.
Are you talking about a T-Rex?
No, I get it though, because everyone's different, baby. Everyone's different. It doesn't feel, my girlfriend says to me,
it doesn't feel enough to me. Like, you know, someone, it's like, you know.
But what about, sorry to keep cutting you, so shut up. But what about if you were just to take yourself away from that and not expect anything? And those small little moments people give you, it just feels amazing. That's what I've learned, to like not really expect anything from anyone. And what's happened is the real good people sort of floated to the surface and stayed with me and given me lots of kindness and love. Kindness and love. Am I contradicting myself there?
No. A little bit, I think.
Yeah, I suppose that is. I suppose
your definition of love is kindness.
But it depends how much. Yeah, if someone shows me kindness, that's love to me. So I suppose, yeah, maybe that's a kindness and love.
Oh, okay then. Let me ask you this question. So
I know I'm jumping in again. If I say what my definition of love is, then maybe it might.
I thought that was it. Love, kindness.
So I like to feel that someone's there for me.
Okay.
If I come home, like,
working
you know, sweeping the streets.
Yeah.
Like I do.
Nothing wrong with being a road sweeper.
No, not at all. But that's a graft job. Not like the job I do.
Yeah.
That ain't graft. Cooking a bit of food. Stressful, but it's not like going down the mine, is it?
No.
With me pasty.
No, I do feel like sometimes that would be a nice place to work.
Grafting.
Yeah, you know.
Getting home. Getting down the pub, pint of ale, pint of warm ale.
Off down the mine.
Yeah.
Or
Mrs. got the food on.
Do you go to the pub after the mine? Or?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
6 days a week. Sunday, watch football get smashed.
Down the mine.
Yeah, down the mine. No, no, you wouldn't go down the mine on a Sunday.
No.
Just a day off. Not one day Saturday. Off. You'd do a half day on a Saturday if you're down the mine.
Okay, yeah. And it's copper in Cornwall, isn't it?
I've no idea.
Or tin.
I think tin. Yeah, not copper. Yeah, no, it's tin.
Tin.
Tin mine, yeah.
Tin mine. Tin, yeah. Tin, tin, tin.
Not
tin.
Anymore.
No?
No mines, no.
No, well, that doesn't surprise me at all. Oh, I don't know. Why are you...
That's rather offensive to a Cornishman.
You know, I mean, you're making it sound like...
I've still got pasties.
I should be shocked, you know. You know, like, did you know there's no more mining in this part of the world?
No. That's the most... You can do a good impression. That's by far the shittest impression I've ever heard you do. Going down the mine.
I try not to do, regional impressions.
Locals, sort of like.
Well, I just, because I think it's made up. You know, it's basically pirate, isn't it? That's,
Christ.
You know, that's basically what it is.
Upsetting everyone.
It's pirate. Anyway.
Upsetting every, yeah, so my definition of love. Is, yeah, if I come home from sweeping the streets or maybe cooking a bit of food and someone's there for me and they can just go, how are you? How was your day? And I can just go, oh, do you know, it was all right. Or if I've had a bad time, I can explain. Just to feel like someone's there for me.
Yeah. No, I get that. And you obviously get that from your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say about desire, that makes you feel loved and all that. But my initial thought when we first spoke about this a few months back was... Yeah. I just want to feel like someone's there for me.
Yeah. See, and again, you know, for me, that conjures up thoughts of like, that's not a lot to expect. You know, and that's not a negative.
No, no.
Because I think my definition is quite like intense. Like it expects a lot from someone. Now, I want someone to desire me, to absolutely like be besotted with me.
But life doesn't work like that. You know that.
Well, no. And here we go. So moving on, like...
Here we go.
I thought it was like Lorraine Kelly. Hello, sweeties. That's more bloody... what's it called?
That's I'm more ruining this podcast. Fucking move
no,
on.
No, I'm not. It's more. What's her name? Mrs. Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh,
don't get. I didn't like that film.
No.
No.
Why?
Robin Williams, superb. That's another conversation, another time, isn't it? Robin Williams and
whole episode. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Stuff absolutely. Like that. Yeah, I was never. I mean, Mrs. Doubtfire. I was always like, oh, have you seen Mrs. Doubtfire? I love it. Oh. I don't know. I never. Just part of me didn't. I don't know.
I think it was very early. It was very early for that kind of cross dressing.
Yeah.
It was
really breakthrough.
It was
cross dressing like
It was quite early. We seem to be going off topic again anyway. But yeah, no, like what you were saying, like, so love and our definitions are very different. And
because you were saying your definition's quite grand, quite a huge.
And you're saying that's not real life. It's not what you said, but
overall, you know, it's not really. No. Sort of temporarily, I believe that is achievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think day in, day
sustainable,
out,
sustainable. Like it's almost like I guess what I want is, you know, I think we all know that kind of honeymoon period that you have in a relationship. Yeah. Then I think that, you know, that you probably get that then, you know, that initial period. Now, I've been with my wife.
My wife!
For for 25 years, brother.
Man, what?
I'll say 25. It always feels like I'm saying 25, but
flip this around to you. Go on.
Flip it.
What if your better half said to you, my idea of love is that I need to feel desired all the time? How would you feel about that? Would you be able to sustain, I can see in your eyes the way you're thinking now, could you sustain that for how you want it?
Oh, that's really tricky, isn't it? And no one ever likes looking in the mirror. Like, I do think I could.
Okay.
I do think, though, possibly it could get tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not intense. Just not even like the sex part, but just actually that you would have...
What does it look like? You know, like just constantly being attached to each other, like, you know, constantly kissing, constantly, like, and that, I should probably point out, that's not what I mean. I'm not talking about, like,
that's what I was going to say.
Being, like, yeah, you know, completely, on it all the time. You know, like, you see the couple was kind of walking around, they're, like, constantly, like, chewing each other's faces off and stuff. That's not, you know, it's not, I guess, for me, yeah, that love is that just, I guess I want to be the most important person in that person's world. And I think, you know, that's really, I guess, what I'm getting at with that. I want to be that kind of desired, that kind of, you know, wanted. And I suspect a lot of men do feel the same. I think,
I get that. You know? But you probably are at certain points.
Mm.
You can't be all the time, though.
No.
You know, you've got kids.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't have kids, you couldn't be that desired person. It's not sustainable.
It's not. And this was the epiphany moment.
And again, I'm sorry.
No.
You can't. I'm telling you, you're wrong. But actually, no, you're not wrong. But I think I'm coming across too, like, you can't. No, you're wrong. But I'm not. I'm just saying it's... I believe that that's really quite hardcore to sustain.
Yeah, well, it's unachievable, isn't it? So it's almost setting myself up for failure, isn't it? It's like you putting a steak on the sofa and telling the dog not to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, just the same, exactly the same. And, you know...
What sort of analogy was that?
Well, just a flirt analogy. So I think, so the epiphany was, you know, and I obviously asked you, and I asked my wife.
My wife!
Do we have to say that every time
someone
says
my
wife, was that everyone's got such a different expectation or interpretation of love. And actually, what was really interesting, one thing was, like you said, you know, I'd never asked her, 25 years, and never asked her what her definition is.
It's just a word we use.
Yeah. Never knew, not a thing. And actually now I know, it was slightly Australian there for a second. It was weird.
No way.
Now I know.
Put another shrimp on the Barbie bouncer.
Yeah, mother accents are available. I'm trying to adjust. I'm trying to, you know, like be more, not adjust, that's the wrong word. I'm trying to be more attentive to her definition of love, because I was trying to display what my definition is.
And you're expecting hers to be the same.
Yes. And of course, so, when it mismatches, you're like, well, she don't love me.
Yeah.
She's not doing that. She doesn't love me. And interestingly enough, now I know.
But you know she loved you. It wasn't that you were like, oh, she don't love me.
No, but I think because, you know, our definitions were so different. Yeah, hers were, she wants someone to accept that she, you know, does have flaws, and that's fine, and just to accept that those flaws are flaws, and she's not great at everything.
Yeah.
And also for someone to help her, like with the kids and stuff like that. And of course, I it was a bit of epiphany where I'm like, Jesus, like, that's really quite simple. She doesn't really want a lot from me.
Yeah.
I've been trying too hard.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, the amount of times where I've actually said to her, like, do you not love me? You know, and she's like, well, what are you talking about? Of course yeah. I love you. But of course that's that mismatch. So
yeah, because you were thinking because she's not all over, you thought because you'd set yourself up failure. I don't like that word, but no. You set yourself up for a fall.
Yeah,
sort of you were up the top, like expecting, and then because it didn't quite, it was like 90% of the way there. It just felt it wasn't good enough.
The expectation was wrong, and that all comes down to communication. And I think as men, we are crap. Communicate. I don't know about you. I mean, I think I've proven that I am, but
I think I've always been fairly good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm always all right with sort of saying how I feel about stuff.
Yeah, okay. I get that. I mean, and obviously, you know, we're sat here, we obviously talk a lot, and we know you know, we've decided to record some of those wafflings.
Yeah.
But I do think generally, you know, men are a little bit rubbish at communicating their feelings. As I said to you, 25 years, never spoken to my wife about love or asked her what she thinks love is.
I wonder how many people...
Loads.
I wonder how many couples in any relationship, two fellas, two women, whatever it might be, whatever... The you know, the term is nowadays.
Thruple. That's the thing now, isn't it?
Is it a
thruple? We've got three. I think it's three. Three in a relationship is a thruple.
That's awkward, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I'll finish with you. Next one in.
Well, yeah. How does that work as well? Do you ask each one of them, like, the combinations of love? I mean, that could get complex. Especially,
I was thinking of bedroom antics. Next?
Well, I was trying to keep it PG.
Right.
But then what if it's a thruple and all of each of the thruples are Siamese twins?
Whoa.
How does that work?
Well, they're sisters or something.
Oh, yeah, I suppose or so.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Well, I don't know. They're from different families.
Oh, right, they went from the same family.
No, because you've got one set of twins is they're obviously brothers or sisters, like the one body, two heads kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
You see what I mean?
I'd completely misread the room.
What were you thinking?
I thought you meant like triplets. I completely forgot what Siamese twin was. I was going to say Siamese Dream, but that's a music album.
Oh, okay. By who?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, but there they are.
Greatest band.
Ever?
After the Beatles. Yeah, that's a... Well, hang on. No, so I was thinking of like three Siamese... No, I was thinking of three twins.
Oh, right.
In my mind, three females.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah, but if you had, so if you had three... Siamese twin,
yeah,
and they were so six heads.
Exactly.
Whoa!
But obviously,
that's a lot of head. Well, yeah. literally, that's a lot of head.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why we were talking about that.
You said about couples. So I said about whether it be. I said about a survey. If you were to do, how many people would you ask?
Yes.
How on earth did we get to that from...
I said thruple, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was trying to be hip.
That's what it was. Don't bother in future because I just get the wrong end of the story.
Yeah. Sticks.
Sticks. Oh. Yeah. That's another one, isn't it?
Such a boomer.
Yeah.
Such a boomer.
I bet you hardly any of them would have spoken about what love is.
No. Oh, my God. How amazing would it be if anyone ever listens to this podcast, like, and they just go after listening, where do you think people listen to our podcast?
On the toilet. You would listen to it on the toilet, definitely.
Or in bed when they're trying to fall asleep, something like that.
The couples could listen to it.
Oh, do you think?
I think so. I think
are we talking Siamese twins again?
Six.
Well, no, if this is just one.
Well, then they have a conversation between themselves, the two heads.
I don't think.
I'm dead.
I don't think they can turn around. I don't know.
That is an absolute beauty.
Yeah.
Who would listen? I suppose. See, I listen to podcasts when I'm driving to events.
Right, there you are. So if you're
trying... Right, there you are. What is that? It's Danny Dyer coming up.
Danny Dyer trying to be sick. Yeah, so if you're listening to this now, when you finish listening, you got to your event afterwards.
Yeah.
Ask your partner, what is your definition of love? And see what they say.
Do you know what we should, for the next podcast?
Yeah.
We should actually ask a few of our mates, couples. That's completely wrong. We should ask a few couples that we know. They should even just text it to us, what's your definition of love? And then we should read it out on the next podcast.
That's amazing.
And actually, do you know, that's a good idea. Because I don't think, and actually ask them as well, if they've even... just got the giggle. If they've ever even spoken about it. I'll ask like my parents.
Do you think they'll lie?
It's up to them if they lie. That's not... We can't analyse it and go, are they lying? Like Miss Bloody Marple.
This is it.
You would be Miss Marple. I'll be Sherlock Holmes, yeah. Definitely.
He's not real, is he, Sherlock Holmes?
He's on the TV, isn't he?
He's not. He's not a real person.
Well, Miss Bloody Marple isn't really.
but I think she is.
Is she?
Yeah. I think Sherlock Holmes is a made-up character.
So do you think we need to put... What are we talking about?
Yes, we absolutely do need to ask people.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be quite shocked.
I think I'll be very shocked.
More shocked than I was. I don't know why that matters.
Don't you think you'll be shocked by people's definition?
I've already climaxed at that.
It was a pretty it was a really unsightly thing to watch.
I've already climaxed at that. That epiphany moment. And I think, you know, what if someone says to you, for example, oh, my definition of love is you know, I like when being made cornflakes for in the morning. You know, how would that make you feel?
If we spoke to someone and they said that, how would it make me feel? I wouldn't feel anything. So I'd be like,
you're quite a down-to-earth guy. So yeah, I get that.
I love someone making a coffee for me.
Yeah.
Just going, girlfriend going, do you want a drink? To me, that means more than
the huge. What if that's all she was to ever do for you?
Make a coffee?
Ever. Nothing else at all. Just made you coffees.
Well, didn't like go to work or like.
Hey, eat. But, no, for you, that's all she did for you.
Well, I don't know. That wouldn't be good enough for me as love. But just those small gestures, and I don't mean that would be good. That would be enough to show someone they love you.
Right, okay. Yeah, because otherwise, you know, I was just going to go on a slight sidetrack and say, obviously, you could pop down to Costa or someone like that, and you'd be in love with everyone there.
Yeah, true. Yeah, if that was your mindset.
Or the coffee machine in the Esso garage.
Going stroking the coffee machine in the Esso garage.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
Good shout. Right. Love. What's your definition of love then? Just to round off.
I mean, it's still to be desired, but it's more about someone, you know, wanting to be with me.
You know, like it's almost like, you know, in the States they have DEFCON 1 and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, now it's more about those nice kind of moments that you have with someone that's how you feel when you're with them. I don't know if I can definitively put it into text at the moment.
Yeah.
It's definitely a feeling and it's something that I'm working on.
That's a really good point, actually. Well made. Could you put it into text?
Well, I mean, we are going to be asking people to do that next time.
Yeah, but as in, is there a real definitively overriding? I suppose you could say my overriding one is, I just want to feel like when I come home from work, someone just wants me, wants to just, is there for me.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Oh, well, you can say like a dog.
I love it when I walk in.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Girlfriend's on her hands and knees wandering around. And then Bogdan comes through.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up there then.
Yeah.
If you're listening, thank you. You have sat through some time.
Some dross.
Yeah.
And some decent stuff.
Now, but don't forget, get up, wipe your bum, go and ask your partner. Make sure you wash your hands as well. Go and ask your partner.
Soap,
yeah.
But dry your hands before you pick your phone, because I've done that before.
Yes!
Water all over the bloody phone.
Yes.
This is our outro.
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 This is our outro with automatic fading. Mm-hmm.